Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way, they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child, put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The word of our Lord. Please be seated.
This time I'd like to invite the children to dismiss them to go out into the narthex for Word for Children. There, Laurie Hansen, where are you, Laurie? There she is. She's going to be reading a story to them related to the gospel and also telling them the story from the gospel also. So if you'll follow Ms. Hansen out, and you're going to be right out there in the comfy chairs, and any parents that would like to go out and hang out, that's fine too.
God, calm our hearts, our minds, and our souls, that we may hear your word and be fed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So Phil gave you a bit of an introduction. Yes, my name is Margaret Propp, and I am the chaplain at the University of Calgary. I began there about 3 years ago and came from Edmonton to Calgary, but Calgary is my hometown where I grew up. And this is my first time worshiping, I think, here at Lutheran Church of the Cross, aside from our clergy cluster. So what a gift it is to be here with you and to welcome me to be in your midst. The university is a busy place. You really sense it when it's summertime and we only have summer students, and then the first week of classes begin, and you see lineups everywhere. Lineups for bus tickets, lineups for Tim Hortons coffee, of course. Lineups at the register office, just full. And in the midst of that, I work in the Faith and Spirituality Center, which is located in McEwen Hall, next to the doctor's offices and counseling services. And in this center, there are 8 chaplains, 6 of us who are Christian, and 2 of other faith, a Muslim imam and then a Buddhist priest. But I'm also the only woman in the midst of them all, and has kind of stirred up the dynamics a bit, I guess, is what I'm told. But it's been a gift to be in the midst of that place. Not only because we as chaplains are invited by the university to be there, because we're not employees of the university. We are all funded by our congregations or by our church or our diocese or synod. And so the university provides a space for us to be as we minister to different students according to their faith, sometimes even of no faith. When I went to the university, I was involved in campus ministry myself in Edmonton and at Augustana, so I had this vision of what campus ministry might look like. I thought, you know, there'd be a crowd of, well, maybe not a crowd, but a group of Lutheran students that hang out together, and we would worship together, and oh yeah, we'll do a few activities and have some fun. But when I arrived, there wasn't a group. And in fact, there was really no one I really got to know. And I said, how is this? What are we supposed to do? So I did actually start a worship service thinking that, well, maybe they just come at worship time. And, well, let's just say that I think it was myself and one other chaplain, and then one student I think we kind of pulled in who hung around the center. We kept meeting and realized that people were not coming. And so asking the question, what is it that this community needs? As I sat around in my office, often writing reports or making newsletters, students would come by the center. And students would walk by the center because it's glass and you could see them, but peek in but not really come in. It's pretty intimidating to see the sign Faith and Spirituality Center and you see all these offices. And so often I would just kind of walk out there and say, hey, you want to come and check this place out? And sure enough, they would, and I would explain to them what it was. And as they became comfortable with the space, students would just start to hang around the Faith and Spirituality Center. We just have a table and a couch and a microwave for students to warm up their lunches. And as they hung around, of course, you talk to them and get to know them. As I got to know many of the students, I realized that actually many of them come from no faith background at all. And I thought, well, why would you want to hang out at the Faith and Spirituality Center if you proclaim to have no faith? And so for me, I thought, there's something there. And this was the case when I got to know this young man, an international student. He was a strong atheist, agnostic, he said. He just liked to hang around. And in fact, he was really involved with the Drum Circle, which is another ministry that the United Church Presbyterian Chaplain does. But through that, realized that after the Drum Circle, there was all these students hungry. And so I said, you know what I can do? I can feed people. And so every Wednesday, we would have a meal after the Drum Circle, and after the meal, have a discussion, not really discussion, a talking circle more like. Very clear boundaries on how the circle works and where everyone gets an opportunity to speak, but also to listen. Through this interaction, this young man who was not religious, I found out was a musician, and quite an amazing musician. And by that time, a community was forming, and so a few of us chaplains thought that we should start a service, and we would meet at Trinity Lutheran Church downtown because it's close to the C train. And yeah, everything was in place except we don't have a musician. Well, this young man was a musician. He was a clarinet player, and so we asked, he said, you know, would you be willing to play for us? And he goes, well, yeah, I like to play, but, you know, I won't participate. And so I said, well, of course, you know, you don't have to participate. You just, you know, just come and play for us. And so he did. Every time we worshiped, he would come. So much so that on one December Sunday evening, when there was a blizzard going on, he was the only one that showed up. And even then, he played, and we had a small service, myself and the other chaplain, Tim. Now, through these interactions, of course, during worship, we would have a sharing time of the scripture. And of course, he would say, pass, because we gave people opportunity to pass. But as this time went on, I don't know what happened, but something was happening. Because he was interested in spirituality suddenly, well, I don't know if it's suddenly, and went to a sweat lodge of First Nations. And when he came back, he said, "Margaret, something happened." And I said, "Oh?" He said, "Something happened. I don't know what it is, but there's something." And I said, "Oh, well, that's great. You know, maybe we can talk about it." Of course, but we didn't get to touch base. And in the meantime, I had a fundraising dinner at Hope Lutheran Church back in, I think, April. And I needed a musician, and so he offered to play. And I said, "Well, you know, you're going to be playing with the bishop, because he's a musician, and he'll be the accompanist for with us." And he said, "The bishop?" And this young man came from France, and very strong Catholic connection. And he said, "The bishop?" And I said, "Yeah, I know. He's a great musician, and I have all the other parts of the service looked after, so he's just going to play the piano for us." And he was kind of blown away that the bishop would come all the way down to play the piano. Well, that evening, this young man and the bishop got talking. And with that interaction, along with that something, stirred something in him. Because as we celebrated communion that night, I was passing out the bread, and suddenly he was in front of me. And I thought, "Wow, what happened to pass? What happened to, I'm not religious?" But I kind of feel bad that I even hesitated because of my shock. But I gave the bread and went on. Well, that something stirred him up so much that he met with the pastors at Hope Lutheran Church to talk about faith and prayer. He met with my chairperson to talk about faith and prayer. And something had stirred in him. Something that is greater than what the world values as being great. At our final service of worship for the semester in the summertime, he came, and he was going to take a trip out to Montreal before he headed back to France. And he had bought a 1990 minivan to drive to Montreal. And I said, he wanted us to bless him for his journey. And I said, "Well, I don't know if I feel comfortable blessing you with this car to go to Montreal. But we will ask for safe travels." And so we did. As he left, he said, "You know what? When I go back, I'm going to go to Taizé." That was a kind of worship we did. "I'm going to go to Taizé. And I think I'm going to get baptized." Something greater has been working in him. Something greater than what the disciples bicker about, what the university values as being what we strive for. That something greater is our faith in Jesus Christ. A faith that does not put hierarchy in our midst. A faith that created all people in God's image. A faith that we trust God's grace is upon. That's the kind of greatness we trust in. And that's the kind of greatness that has stirred within people who are searching for that greatness. And so I thank this congregation for your support in this ministry. I thank Laverne, who served the campus ministry board for many, many years. For Pastor Bill, who also served as a chaplain. This ministry is there isn't a crowd like this, let me tell you. And often there's a lot of flops, a lot of, oh, that didn't work. But we have been called. We have been called to be a presence in the midst of God's people. So I give you